Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The DM with Audra Brianne and Tyree.
Last week, we had a Q&A with costume designer Helen Huang, which we hope that you check out.
And on this week's episode, we'll be reviewing Wednesday.
We're reviewing Wednesday today, which is a Netflix series, and it's fairly new-ish, because it came out last year, because we're now in 2024, which is crazy to say, but a new Netflix series, and it stars actress Jenna Ortega, and it is created by Alfred Goh and Miles Miller. The producers are 4 out of the 8 episodes of the first season. They were directed by Tim Burton, who also serves as an executive producer. And I'm sure all of you know Tim Burton, Beetlejuice, Nightmare Before Christmas, all kinds of work. It's really cool that he did this because he also directed the Addams Family movies. So it's like all full circle. It's really nice. The costume designer on this is Colleen Atwood, and she's known for Alice in Wonderland, Chicago, Planet of the Apes, Little Women, Tomb Raider, and more. And she has been nominated for a whopping 12 Oscars and has won 4 times. So she is quite the heavyweight, I would say. This was released on Netflix on November 23rd to rave reviews. Like, it was top billed, because Netflix has a little thing where it does like the top shows and movies and stuff that's trending. It was top of all of those. And it was all over the internet. I remember when the show came out, like there was just a lot of buzz about it. And the plot is just that Wednesday is an American coming of age supernatural comedy horror television series based on the character Wednesday Addams by Charles Addams. Wednesday Addams is expelled from her school after dumping live piranhas into the school's pool in retaliation for the boys' water polo team bullying her brother, Pugsley. Consequently, her parents, Gomez and Morticia Addams, enroll her at their high school alma mater, Nevermore Academy, a private school for monstrous outcasts in the town of Jericho, Vermont. Wednesday is cold, emotionless personality, and her defiant nature make it difficult for her to connect with her schoolmates and cause her to run afoul on the school's principal, Larissa Weems. However, she discovers she has inherited her mother's psychic abilities, which allow her to solve a local murder mystery.
Wow. I'm like, I'm really obsessed with this show. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get into characterizations. Basically, the main character is Wednesday Addams, played by Jenna Ortega, and she is a teenager that possesses psychic powers. Basically, she got into a lot of trouble, and then she was sent to Nevermore Academy, and then she also gets to play Goody Addams, who is her deceased ancestor from the 1600s. So she has like visions in the past, and she wears like a lot of black. And I think it's cool how they do like the school uniforms of her versus everyone else. The next person we're going to talk about is Gwendolyn Christie. She plays Larissa Weems, and she is the shape-shifting principal at Nevermore. And she was a former student with Morticia Addams, who is Wednesday's mom. So basically the principal, I guess they found out later that they went to school together. So Wednesday thinks like she's out for her mom, or she's out for her because she's an Addams. And then the next person we're going to talk about is Hunter Doohan, who plays Tyler Galpin. And Tyler is a local barista, and his dad plays the sheriff. So it's a little interesting dynamic because I guess the people of Nevermore are like the freaks of the town, or so to say. And then the next person we're going to talk about is Emma Myers, who plays Enid Sinclair. And Enid is Wednesday's roommate, who is actually a werewolf. And it's really interesting because Wednesday's room is like completely black, and Enid's is this like colorful type mess. So they try to become friends, and like I guess they really are friends. But at first it was like hard to get Wednesday to be her friend. And then the last person is Christina Ricci. And she is the botany teacher at Nevermore who actually played Wednesday in the original show, which is very interesting and kind of cool to see her. You can't really tell it is her because she's wearing like this red wig and glasses. But I think it's interesting, like the costumes in the show of how like the fencing, Wednesday wore black and everyone, of course, wore all white. But what do you think of the costumes in the show and the characters involved?
They're so freaking cute. Like, she was so on trend. I remember being like, ooh, those Prada loafers are cute. Just seeing like all these different things that I could call out by name of like either was in stores or we had seen on the runway. But like Colleen did an amazing job of being extremely ahead on the trends. Like, you can tell that she really knows her stuff because just everything was like very now. And yeah, I love how at the school, like I want to say the school's colors are black and purple and white or black and purple. But with Wednesday, her uniform is always altered in some way. And like hers is black and like gray. And I liked how they did that. I liked how, because in the original show and the movies, Wednesday had the same dress on. Like, they never changed her wardrobe. She had a dress, stockings, Mary Jane loafers, and that was it. And her braids were, or her hair was in braids. This one, all but the hair and the braids has changed. So like she wears her hair braided like the original Wednesdays before her. But I like that they chose all these different outfits. They're not just goth either. Like there's goth, there's punk, there's rocker, there's alternative. There's even some Victorian kind of feeling stuff in there. So it's like, it's really cool because they went into different elements of how to take on this dark character without just making her a cliche goth kid. I thought that was really nice because even for me, as someone who's not attracted to goth by any means, I was attracted to her clothing and her wardrobe. Like, there were plenty of things I saw that I was like, ooh, I would wear that, or that's really cute, or that I could at least appreciate. So I loved the school uniforms, in particular Wednesdays, but yeah, even the purple and black ones, like I'm looking at a photo right now of them. Very cute, very Gossip Girl-esque, like, because it's like, you know, an academy. So it's got that private school feel to it with the ties and people wearing vests and blazers. And I think Colleen did a wonderful, wonderful job. What about you?
I absolutely love the costumes. I really like the principal. I think her name is Larissa. I feel like she was very well put together. And she had like a lot of like monochromatic looks with like layered pieces that were always like very clean. But again, going back to what you were talking about with the school uniforms, I think it's very hard to put black costumes on TV that don't like read as like drab. And I think that Colleen did a good job. I guess she used like mixed media to make it like read better on screen, but I think that they did a good job with the black, the grays, the purple. And I think it's fun that Wednesday, her roommate, it's so like contrasting but not cliche. So it's like Wednesday wore like black, and then her roommate Enid wore like bright colors, very peppy, a lot of stripes. So it was cool to have like contrasting characters, but it wasn't like cliche.
Depth is a good word to describe it, of how Colleen chose the costumes, in that she used shades of gray, or she used faded black instead of maybe just like jet black. Like, she used different variants of black and different variants of gray. And it did. It helped give texture, it gave layering, and it gave depth to Wednesday's outfits, where different parts of her look would pop. I keep going back to it, but they were just so cute. And she wore them a lot, these Prada loafers. Some of the outfits that they had were meant to spotlight those loafers. But then other times it would be that like her jumper or something was what was supposed to be highlighted. I'm thinking of one scene in particular where like she was wearing this black oversized sweater that had like distress and holes all in it and stuff, and like the sleeves were purposefully like past her fingertips. Very, very cute, but like it was like oversized dramatically so that our eye went right to that with it. I like that she did that. It's like she thought about, what am I trying to highlight here? And she really did a great job of making that be where your eye went and making that the focal point of each look. I felt like each of Wednesday's looks had a focal point. It wasn't just this like, let's just throw on a bunch of black, kind of like you said, just here's a black outfit. It was like, no, like this one, we want you to look at the jewelry, or this one, we want you to look at the dress that she has on, or whatever it was. But I did like too that they chose high and low. I thought that was really cute. Cause yeah, I don't know, like as a coming of age show, you want to do wardrobe that inspires your audience. And I do think this was very much two generations. I think Gen Z it targeted, but I also think millennials it targeted, because we're the ones that know Christina Ricci and the Addams Family like movies that were popular in the 90s. I think they were targeting those two genres of audience. And I think they did a really nice job of appealing to both, because this was a fun watch. And I really enjoyed watching it. Like sometimes on the DM, we do things that sometimes our audience wants us to review, and it's not always something that I would choose, but like this was one that I had a really good time like watching it. It was fun. It was very, very cute.
And with that, we will get into the red carpet.
Yay!
Which we haven't done in a while.
I know. I miss doing red carpet. We've had a lot of interviews, huh?
Yeah.
So how about you start us off, Tyree, with look one in Miss Jenna Ortega's Rolodex?
Perfect. First, to start off, Jenna Ortega is styled by Enrique Melendez. And his other clients include Taj Mari, Josh Rivera, and Jalen Barron. So the first look we're going to talk about is Jenna in a Tom Brown outfit. She is at the Tom Brown dinner, and she's wearing an oversized patchwork coat with, I believe, a shirt and tie underneath and a little skirt. And then she's wearing a signature, like the signature Tom Brown socks with the four stripes on the side, and a nice chunky heel. It's very signature Tom Brown. And yeah, what do you think of this?
I love these shoes. They are a lace-up platform patent leather booty. And like when I say platform, it's like she's on stilts almost, because like these are good, I'd say 5 inches of height that they're giving her. Very, very cute shoe. This actually looks a lot like Wednesday. It reminds me of something Wednesday would wear. It's a little bit more gray heavy than Wednesday's outfits are. Like there's less black, but just with the tie and the blazer and the little purse that matches, just, I mean, literally, if she threw her hair in some braids, this looks like it would be like one of Wednesday's like leftover looks from school.
I think it's cute. And I love Tom Brown. So
you do love you some Tom Brown. So look two has Miss Ortega at Bazaar UK's Women of the Year event, and she is in a Dior outfit with Dior jewelry and Jimmy Choo shoes. And so her outfit is it's all beige / like nude, but flesh colored. Let's say that it is a flesh colored overcoat, which goes down to her calf, and it is embroidered all over with leaves and flowers. Like it's like a floral all over print that is tonal to the color of the coat. She's got on a netted dress, and I'm going to just assume that this is like a tank top dress, like a tank dress, but I don't know because she's got the overcoat on. But she's got a netted gold dress on that is sheer, and you can see her black, or maybe it's darker beige, but she's wearing dark undergarments that are like purposefully showing. She's got on a little bralette, and then she's got on a high waist panty underneath. And then the gown, it's a tank gown, and it goes all the way to the floor. And it's got at the bottom, like little tassel detail to it. She's wearing a really nice open toe, like peep toe, gold platform, chunky heel. Sorry, I'm like zooming in because I want to say this right. Mm-hmm. And then for her jewelry, she's got some sort of a choker on. It looks like it's lace and like embroidered of some kind, and it's white. And she does have rings on. You can't really see them, but the detail, I should say, but you can see that she's wearing them on both fingers. She's got some rings and her hair is just down in like a really nice, like middle parted wave. What do you think of this look, Tyree?
I just want to say, you're describing the detail. I even zoomed in. I was like, dang, she's really describing this.
Yes.
I really love this look. I think that it's really cool, like, materials. I think sometimes the sheer dress can just be a sheer dress on people, but mm-hmm. I like the fact that you can see the bodysuit. It has an overcoat, really casual hair. It's tailored very nicely. So I think it's like mm-hmm. a cool, like it's like sexy, but not too sexy. It's like cool, but not like casual. It's just a nice, it's a nice color. I feel like it's like clean, but like casual. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like it's sexy, but like casual. Or yeah. Does that make sense?
It does. It definitely makes sense. It's very now. When I look at this, I'm like, okay, this is right now, is how I feel about it. The other thing I do wonder, and it's, I mean, it's, I guess it's a little bit of shade, is I'm like, where are these choices when like Jennifer Lawrence is getting dressed in Dior or like some of their other ambassadors? I'm like, where are these pickings at? Because like, this is very cute is all I'm saying. And so I'm just wondering where it's at for other people. But Jenna's pulling it off. Dior is an interesting brand. I think they are hit and miss, Dior. And so I think that this is a huge hit for them. I think that it's nice that someone so young is executing it well, because Dior is, I think when people think of Dior, they think of older women. I think they think 30 plus sort of for the brand, which is fine. And I think there's a lot of women that make, like Natalie Portman looks made for Dior, basically. Like when she wears Dior, it just makes sense. And she's another house ambassador. But I think it's really nice that Jenna is, I do believe Jenna is an ambassador for Dior. And it's nice to see her holding her own against heavyweights like a J-Law, like a Natalie Portman, like the other people ahead of her who have been Dior faces. For her being so young, she's pulling her own weight and showing that she can dress in head-to-toe Dior and make it successful. And not only that, but like she's making it really current. And I just, hats off to her and her stylist, her stylist is Enrique. And congrats to them both. They should both be very proud of this look. Like as a stylist, I would be super, super stoked about a look like this for my client.
Yeah. Moving on to her next look is another Dior look. This is actually at the Dior Spring Summer 2024 show. So obviously she's wearing all Dior. This is a navy, I want to say suit, although it may be like mixed fabric. I don't know if it's a suit or mm-hmm. not, but she's wearing a blue blazer that looks like a satin or sateen. She is wearing a pleated blue skirt and a matching bag with the Dior monogram all over it. Underneath the blazer, she's wearing a sheer, I assume that it's a tank top because you can see the bra or the bralette under it. And she has a drop necklace on that goes all the way down to the top of the skirt. Her hair is pulled back lightly. She has a little of these like dangly earrings. She has a soft face. And I want to say that she's wearing a boot of some sort or maybe a bootie that is laced in the front. I like the color. I like this. What are your thoughts on it?
I don't know. This is maybe one of the first times. Yeah, I don't know. I'm very 50-50 and on the fence on this because it's like, I like elements of it. I love the navy color. It's a really rich navy. Like, I love that it reads navy. Navy is a tough color. Navy can look black a lot of times. Navy can just, it can look like other colors if you don't get it right. Dior did this navy justice, so I will give it to them for the saturation. Jenna looks a little bored, and that might just be her face or, like, how she chose to pose, but, like, she looks unimpressed, and I think I'm a little unimpressed with this look. Like, just kind of like, okay, I'm here. Like, there you are in your Dior outfit. Yeah, it's a look, but I don't know that I love or hate it, if that makes sense. What do you think?
Well, again, I like the color. I love the pleated skirt. I agree mm-hmm. with what you're saying. I think that this, with the people that you said before, like a Natalie Portman or someone of that.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't want to say like age, but it just reads as businesswoman. I don't know. She looks like she's going to ride a horse. She needs a hat. Like, it's a little like equestrian. I don't know what it is, but I don't feel like it's like age appropriate, maybe.
You said ride a horse. She does, oh, because
they, Dior did that one collection where they did like this side saddle thing. So I mean,
something like doesn't click though, you know? Like, it's like something kind of just is a little,
I don't think it's like edgy enough. I think it's like too clean.
Maybe too safe, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a miss. I will say that. It's definitely not a miss, but it's just she's done better. And I think that's the thing. My expectation of her is pretty high on comp carpets because she always brings it. So it's very obvious when she doesn't or when it maybe doesn't click. And so I think that's why this is falling flat for me, is it's not that immediate rush. It's not that immediate bam, bam, bam. Like, the color's right. The fit is right. Like, it's okay. And with that, I'm going to move on because I don't have anything else to say about this little blue number. Guys, this is going to be one of the hardest outfits I have ever described. So bear with me and let's try it together. This is a look that is Tom Brown from the 2023 Met Gala. And Victorian is what the look is like. I think that will help you in my description of it. So she has a petticoat on to start. It is short, cropped, black. Looks like it's quilted of some kind, like a tweed, like a quilted tweed. Almost looks a bit like Chanel because there's some pearl detail on the lapel as well. Then she has on some kind of a white dress shirt or yoke of some kind, but something, it's collared and it has a black satin bow that also has more of the pearl embellishments on the knot part of the bow. Then she has a black corset on. It's probably laced up in back, I would assume. She's really cinched in there because her waist is very, very tiny in this photo. Then she's got a huge peplum and it looks like one of those skirts that has like the bustles. But what's interesting about it, it's a mini dress, but it is high low. So it's very, very short in the front, really, really long train in the back. And all over, it's got gold chain and pearl details along the skirt part of it. And she's wearing white fingerless gloves. And then she has on signature Tom Brown socks. These are sheer and black and just under her kneecaps. And then she's wearing, it looks like the shoes from before, the look that I was saying, I like the black platform, but these are black and white and laced up. What is the word I'm looking for, Tyree? Do you know like those girls, like the girls in the 50s who wear poodle skirts? They wear those shoes that are like black and like saddle shoes, I think is maybe what they're called. But it looks like that. There's got to be someone listening to this who's like, Audrey, I know what you're talking about. But that's what the shoes are and their platform. And then her hair is just, it looks like she did a half up, half down. And I think she has a bow in her hair. If she doesn't, that was a missed opportunity. But I'm almost positive I remember seeing photos of her with like a little black bow in her hair. And yeah, she's cute. What do you think of this look?
I am on the fence. I think her and Tom Brown are like a beautiful collaboration. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would have necessarily picked this outfit because when you were describing it, I was like, she's going to say Chanel. She's going to say Chanel. And like, I just...
And then I said Chanel.
I just see Chanel, you know? But I love
that. But how can you not, you know?
Yeah. It's very Chanel, I don't want to say inspired, but like they have like similarities. But I think it's cute. Like it plays to her character. This is the Met Gala. I don't remember what the theme was. I'm sure it was very on theme for that night. And I like the idea. It's youthful. It's more youthful than the last thing that we saw. But yeah, I don't know.
I think this was the year it was camp, I want to say.
Okay. So yes.
I guess... Yeah, right? Like, it's giving camp. I am going to definitively say I don't love this look. It is not because she didn't take a risk. Good risk taking. I will say that. Good fit. Can say that. I just think that it looks like Frankenstein. Like, it looks Frankenstein together. I see elements, like you were saying, Tyree, I see elements of Chanel, but I see Thom Browne in here. But it's like Thom Browne, it's not enough Thom that I see in here. All I see from Thom are the socks, the shoes, the collar that she's wearing, maybe the bow a little bit. But the main attraction, the dress and the petticoat, is all Chanel to me. If you told me that was Chanel, I'd probably believe you, is how similar they look in design. As far as key elements, I just don't know that Thom Browne succeeded with the tweed. I think it's the material and I think it's the accessories of the pearl choice that throw me off. I think there's perhaps another way to do pearls in a Thom Browne statement way. I just think the fabric might be what fell flat for me. I think the fabric is too close to that of another designer. And so I don't believe in this look as a Thom Browne look. And it looks too experimental. That's why I said Frankenstein, because like it kind of just looks hodgepodge together to make a dress.
I love Thom Browne. So that's what like pains me right now. But in piggybacking off what you said and just thinking about what you were talking about, I feel like if this was like his signature gray, or if they did it in a white, like if they did it in a different color, then I would be like, okay, like Thom Browne, but
like a gray plaid or something.
Something, because he does do the grays and like he does do like these creams and whites. So like, I don't know, maybe it's the color, but they did try
and they shouldn't be ashamed of it. But yeah. I don't personally like this one so much, but I can't love it all.
Yeah. So the last dress we're going to talk about, we're unsure of where this is taken, but Jenna is wearing Dior at the function. She's wearing a Dior dress. It kind of has like a halter top, I would say, or like kind of like a scoop neck. The top bust part looks like, I don't know if it's supposed to be sheer or if that's just from the flash, but it has like a sheer top that looks like kind of like a U-shaped tank. And then it has a, what do we call this? Like a paper sack dress? Like,
yeah.
The dress is like tied at the waist, but it looks like a paper sack. Like it's like kind of rouged at the top. And then it, the skirt part goes all the way down to the ground. And in the skirt, there are detailed layers without, same fabric, but it looks like kind of like a rouge detail that are paneled in the skirt. And she's wearing a simple bracelet on her wrist that kind of looks like it's the Van Cleef like heart thing. Is that Van Cleef? And then she's wearing a choker that looks very, I would say, inexpensive, but goes along with the dress. What do you think of this?
This is great. Are my socks blown off? No, but it's great because I love how 90s this is. She's giving the craft. She's giving Christina Ricci. She's giving me like goth mall girl. Like she's giving it in this. And that little choker, like she's giving me like Angela Chase from like My So-Called Life. I really like how much of a throwback this is. It's such a throwback and a nod to both her Wednesday character and to the 90s. But there's some, you know, like the paper sack situation gives it some updated details. And she's got a cool girl pose. Like she's got her hand on her hip. She looks super comfortable in this, like, and in herself. She's really selling this to me. This is hard because this could look very sunken and oversized and drab on someone else with the wrong posture or the wrong like charisma in it. And she's just giving cool, cool, cool vibes. Like can't touch her kind of vibes. And so I really appreciate the authenticity that's ringing through in this. What do you think?
Yeah, I love this. I think it's very simple. Like you said, it could read as just like a lot of fabric at the bottom. But I think the way she's posed, like how calming, like a cool girl type-esque, the pose definitely helps. I was going to say that her necklace was like from like Claire's, but yeah. I'm sure it's like an expensive necklace, but it looks like it's from like the 90s, like one of those one that are like super small. And then like you put it around your head and then like it collapses to your neck.
Watch it be like Tiffany and Company. And we're like, it looks like Claire's.
I mean, hey, people get inspired.
It does look like that though, but it's successful here because it doesn't look cheap. It just looks kitschy.
Yeah, it looks like played on like the 90s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. not too dressy. She's just their casual girl, which I can say after looking at all of these looks, the first two look are my favorite and the last look is my favorite. I think that she carries like this, just I'm just here type of thing. When she's in that like cool girl pose or like she's kind of like in a character, I would say, is when she looks the best. And I don't know if that's just her clothing or the pictures that we have, but like when she falls into this like, I'm a cool girl, I'm just here, or like her character, it's like, okay, yeah, like I feel it.
Yeah, no, she comes alive on carpets when she wants to, and it's really successful. And just, yeah, I look forward to seeing what her and Enrique do in the future, because I think she's no longer really a one to watch. I think she's kind of made it as a like young Hollywood type. I'm calling her a one to watch without her being a one to watch, of just like, I'm anticipating a good future for her, both career wise and red carpet wise. So bravo to her and her team. With that, that is the end of episode 5 of the DM, where we reviewed Wednesday and got back to some of these reviewing ones. It was nice chatting with you guys. I missed, like you said, Tyree, I missed the red carpet.
Yeah, I missed the red carpet too.
Hopefully we have more of that coming up for you guys. And as always, please let us know if there's any other works. This was one of the, didn't we get some people that were like, review Wednesday? Like
Wednesday, yep.
So keep letting us know. This was another one that you guys wanted us to watch and review, and we had a good time. So let us know. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of The DM with Audrey Brianne and Tyree, where we reviewed Wednesday. You'll find links to the Wednesday homepage and streaming services in the description box below. A special thank you to Nearby Sound for our theme song.
If you enjoyed the show, please introduce your friends to our work, rate, review, and follow. Check us out on thedm.net or on Instagram at Audrey Brianne and at Tyree Style. The DM is produced by DB Sound, Audrey Brianne, and Tyree.